All the problems we're experiencing on this planet, aside from natural phenomenon, are caused by us humans. They're caused by the human condition. An astonishing a claim as it is, it's that underlying core issue of our troubled human condition that this website actually addresses and solves. A powerful way to introduce you to the human condition and its solution is the upriver story. Imagine a fast-flowing river full of people drowning, and on the banks of the river, there are people trying to save them, linking arms and trying to reach them and even try and find some narrower section of the river where they can be more effective. But as much as everyone tries, more and more people are being swept downstream. Then a few of the rescuers begin to leave the riverbank, which prompts the others to shout out, "Come back, we need your help!" But those leaving reply, "This is ridiculous. We're going upstream to find the son of a bitch who's pushing all these people in." Obviously, the people who are being swept downstream symbolise all the problems facing the world. All the wars, the refugee crises, polarised politics, depression, greed, famine, environmental devastation, you name it. And the rescuers represent governments trying to make better laws or policies to cope, or charities like the Red Cross helping the homeless, or religions helping the suffering. But the point of the story is that trying to pull people out of the river is only dealing with the symptoms of the problem. Someone has to go upstream and address and solve the problem at its source, which is us. We are the problem. We are the ones who are egocentric, selfish, greedy, materialistic, fake, angry as hell. That is us, our destructively behaved so-called human condition. And it's that underlying issue that really has to be addressed and fixed. Somewhere, sometime, someday, someone had to go upstream to the source of the problems, address and solve the human condition. And someone has. In his book, Freedom, The End of the Human Condition, Australian biologist Jeremy Griffith presents the breakthrough biological explanation of the human condition. And that explanation of our divisive and destructive lives is so redeeming and healing. It ends the human condition forever, which is why it's been described as the book that saves the world. You see, after everything I've been saying about us humans, we appear to be the devils, that we just destroy everything we touch, that we're just a virus on the planet. But this book explains that we're not just good, but we're actually the heroes of the whole story of life on Earth. And the fabulous significance of this understanding that lifts the burden of guilt from humans is that it finally brings to an end an underlying insecurity about our self-worth. And since it's that insecurity that's been causing all of our frustrated, retaliatory and defensive, egocentric, competitive, selfish, and angry behaviour, by ending that insecurity, it ends all the upset behaviour and transforms the entire human race. This is why solving the human condition has been described as the holy grail of the whole human journey of conscious thought and inquiry. This is the great breakthrough the human race has lived in hope and faith would one day be found. That is the significance of this phenomenal book, Freedom, that goes upriver and solves the human condition.
I believe this is the most sensational information to ever appear on planet Earth.
It is the most profound piece of work I've ever read, and I've read a lot.
This understanding of the human condition will end all prejudices like racism forever.
The clarity of it is euphoric.
This explanation brings about the true liberation of women and the reconciliation of the sexes, which, I mean, it's truly extraordinary.
It has to be the most important book ever written.